What's going on, everybody? My name is Jelani Goodridge-Reed. You know me. You know me already. And I'm here with Justin Pooney, but there's no Noor today for Hoop Talks. Noor will be back pretty soon as we move.
Day-to-day with a back injury.
Yeah, day-to-day with a little
Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about, but we are back here on Hoop Talks to talk about the Toronto Raptors. And yes, you guys watched that last night. A loss against the Cleveland Cavaliers. It wasn't that pretty, but Justin, we will be talking about that. We'll be talking about how the Raptors have been looking since the All-Star break has ended, and we'll be looking through the bench. The bench has been a topic of conversation, right. So we'll be talking about that, and someone in particular that we want to touch on, and then the expectations as we go forward closer to that play-in, playoff time, and how the Raptors will do. But Justin, let's get right to it, man.
Let's do it.
Since the All-Star break, the Raptors have played three games. So let's give you the breakdown. They played New Orleans. They won that game 115-110. Then they had Detroit in Detroit, where the Raptors fans always show up in Detroit, by the way.
It's cheaper to go to Detroit to watch the game than watch a game at Scotiabank Arena.
You know, that's fun. that's really funny to me. Yeah. It's kind of annoying too. But yeah, they show up in Detroit all the time and Portland, actually, the Raptors fans. 95-91 win. And then last night, losing 118 to 93. So, Justin, I want to know from your perspective, how have they looked since the All-Star break? Like, what are your takeaways? Any surprises? Any outlook?
You know what? Like, they won the four straight, right? They won the back-to-back out of the All-Star break. And kind of, you kind of heard those rumors popping. Not rumors, but like little speculation of people like, oh, are the Raptors back?
Yeah.
Are the Raptors back? Last night was the test and they failed. Or I don't think they failed. They just got kind of exposed as to there's levels to this, Jelani. And we've talked about
Tell before, me the levels.
We've
Tell
talked the levels. In the game of basketball, there was levels to this, right? And if you look at the Eastern Conference, we saw a great game on Saturday night between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics. Yeah. What a game, right? The Toronto Raptors are not on that level of either of those teams, right?
No.
You saw last night with the Cleveland Cavaliers. What the Cleveland Cavaliers have. They're starting five and how you just stack up a starting five by starting five. Yes. Fred VanVleet was out. Congratulations, Fred VanVleet.
Congrats, yes.
On the birth of your third child.
Yes.
Our congrats from the Hoop Talk family to yours. Congratulations. But even though they're missing Fred VanVleet, the Raptors were still down at 30 points at one point.
Yeah. You can't have
Fred VanVleet's not making up a 30-point difference. And I think that was the biggest key to me last night was when I was watching the game, like, okay, they got a guy in Donovan Mitchell who is an all-star player.
He's a difference maker, right?
I think there's a difference. Pascal Siakam had a very good two-game stretch after post-All-Star game, right? He was playing really good basketball. And Bryce said last week, Pascal, prove me wrong, right? Show me that you can put this team on your back and carry them to the playoffs. And it was looking like that the first two games. He had 25 last night, but he had to do it on, he shot a whole bunch of shots, 24 shots, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't have a very efficient night. Scottie Barnes, we were talking about off camera right now, he's been the same. If you look at the stats, right?
What are your overall thoughts on Scottie as we move
on
forward?
On Scottie. Okay, let's talk about Scottie. You look at Scottie and Evan Mobley because they're going to be compared
for
the rest of their careers, right? Evan Mobley had 18 points, which isn't a world-beating, isn't amazing. But when I watch Evan Mobley play and when I watch Scottie Barnes play, I see flashes of Evan Mobley dominating games and controlling the game at his own speed, right? We don't see that from Scottie Barnes, or we don't see it enough.
Or as much, right?
Or as much as Evan Mobley, excuse me. If you look at Scottie's stat lines, right? It's exactly the same.
He's like exactly the year, right?
From last year to this year, it's exactly the same, right? He's got up an assist, which again has created that narrative that, maybe Scottie should run point. Where
as a playmaker.
I think me and you both agree that Scottie cannot
be a traditional point guard. Personally, I don't want him to run point.
No,
I just don't want that.
He could be a point forward position and you can kind of run the offense room that way. But as your primary ball handler, bringing the ball up the court and setting the offense, no. Right? And I think that's the problem with the Raptors' half-court offense. We saw again yesterday.
All the time.
It's
the problem.
Bad.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They have a bad half-court offense. And I think when I look at the Toronto Raptors and from what I've seen is the game against Detroit, yes, they won. Pascal had a great game.
But it was close.
But it's close, right? Yeah. It was close pretty much the entire way through.
Close, yeah.
And against a Detroit team that's like one of the worst teams in the league.
They're not good.
They're horrible. Guys. They're absolutely horrible. So, Jelani, I don't know. What do you think? They're not back. I think they are what they are still. They are what they are. And they beat two bad teams.
That's what you should do.
The Pelicans are not good without Zion. They're in a free fall right now. the Pistons are horrible.
Right.
And they played a real stiff competition in the Cavs, and they got exposed, right? Yeah. And now they play the Bulls and the Wizards back to back.
Yeah, like for me, like, yeah, if you talk about that, here's the breakdown of who they got next. So they got Chicago, okay? Remember, Chicago's playing for something as well as us, right? We're in that play-in category right now. Washington twice, so we'll see what happens with that. Then you got Denver, okay? We know who they are. Jokic, hello, MVP.
Yeah.
And then the Clippers and Lakers. Mm-hmm. Lakers are playing better, right? They are playing better, so you never know. LeBronto, okay? And then Denver again, right? So moving forward, we're going to see who this team really is, right? Yeah. And we saw last night, Cleveland, this is a team that is, you know, one of the echelon teams in the Eastern Conference. They're fourth right
now,
right?
You know what the crazy thing was? The Raptors bench outscored the Cavs bench,
which
never happens in Raptors games,
right?
It doesn't matter because of the starting five. Darius Garland had his way, right? Donovan Mitchell had his way. Nobody was stopping him. Then you had Jared Allen with 23.
Yes.
Evan Mobley had 18, right? That's
the problem.
That's an elite starting five in the Eastern Conference, right? And that goes back to making aggressive moves.
We talked about that too. We talked about that by the deadline, right? Mm. And you talked about how that starting five of the Cavaliers played a lot better than the Raptors, right? Let's just face it, you know, face the facts. And the thing is, Donovan Mitchell. Okay, you talked about how he's a superstar. We know that, right? And the thing is, the Raptors defense played well against him the last two games. Okay, he had a combined 20 points in the last two games. But this night, he looked different, right? He looked like the opener. The opener, he had 30 plus. So when that happens, okay, obviously, you're going to be hurt in that aspect when a star comes to play like that. But I was looking at the bench, right? The bench played well. I was just surprised that the defense wasn't enough. They didn't really show up in the backcourt. If you're looking specifically at the backcourt of Cleveland, they controlled that game.
Absolutely.
They controlled that game. And let's look at the interior presence of Yak and Poeltl, right? We were going crazy about Yak, right?
Hey, he set up a few blocks in the beginning of the game, right?
Look, the thing is, you're not, I want you guys to understand this. You're not going to get a 30-plus point night from Yak and Poeltl, a 25-plus points with 15 boards every night. That's not going to happen, right? And we saw when he plays a team against, you know, a team that could get it done in the inside, Jared Allen, that's Evan Mobley, they could counter, right?
Absolutely.
So I want to see how he's going to look moving forward. You can't really, in my opinion, you can't judge Jakob's start with the Raptors based on these three games.
No.
With the Orlando Magic, because remember that. That was before the break. But you can't judge him off of the Detroit game, off of, you know, a game against New Orleans. So you can't judge him off of that. You have to see how he's going to look moving forward, you know, and that's my thing.
And you're going to see, like, he's got to go up against Vucevic next, right? And we know Vucevic, for all of his flaws and stuff like that, he can still put up numbers, right?
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued now to see, okay, I assume Fred VanVleet will be back in the lineup Tuesday in a home game, right? Okay, but I need to see something from Gary Trent Jr. and OG Anunoby. They had very poor performances last night. I think Gary Trent shot 2-for-13. OG just wasn't aggressive at all whatsoever.
He had one shot in the first half.
Exactly.
That can't be
and
the case.
And to me, if he really wants a bigger opportunity and more opportunity to shine, you got to be aggressive.
Remember, he said he wanted that. He wanted a larger role.
He said he wanted a larger role. Well, go out there and prove it. Right now, again, who knows what's going on in the back channels and how he personally feels. Maybe he'd want to be dealt or whatever, right? But this is the fact of the matter is this. The Toronto Raptors, against stiff competition like that, it's going to be difficult. And the problem is they have the toughest schedule remaining in the NBA now.
That's right.
This was their easy games.
I know.
Right? The first two games were their easy games. Now it gets hard.
I don't know, man.
Right? Because they still got to go to LA. They still got to play Milwaukee. They still got to play Boston. There's a Philly game in there.
Yeah,
Denver, mentioned. Like, it's not going to get any easier.
And we'll be talking about the expectations that we have for this team moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, just real quick on OG. Like, I was kind of disappointed last night. There was not a lot of, you know, he didn't want to take charge offensively. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that. Again, one shot in the first half. That, to me, he needs more. He needs more than that. The looks were there, right? He didn't always take them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last few games, right, that you're looking at before this game, he had like a combined like 12 points, right?
Exactly.
He has to do more for me.
And I think as much as I'll get on Pascal Siakam, I'll give him this. This year, he's taken that initiative to be that aggressor, put up the most amount of shots, right? And you need that from your best player. And for a guy like OG who says he wants a bigger role, wants to, you know, expand his game and kind of spread his wings, well, you got to be aggressive. In some instances, you got to look at a game and be like, okay, our team is not flowing right now, and just take charge, right? Just be like, give me the ball. Let me try to get into a flow and rhythm, and let's see where it goes. And Gary Trent was still shooting. He was missing a bunch, but he was still shooting.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward with those games. And speaking on the guys on the bench, right? Mm-hmm. The bench did, you know, they did show up.
They did.
Right? And the bench did a good job. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the numbers, right, the bench had 29 points against Cleveland, who only had 16.
16, right?
So in that case, you would think that the Raptors would win the game, right? Yeah. That usually happens when the bench shows up.
When the Raptors bench actually outscores somebody for the first time, then you think rarity, right?
Hashtag rare.
Exactly.
So when you're looking at the bench, though, a guy in particular, Jeff Doughton Jr. Mm-hmm. So you've been somebody that's been talking a lot about Malachi Flynn and why Malachi needs to get more touches, more minutes, and actually let's see his value, right? And how can Nick Nurse integrate him in that rotation,
exactly,
right? But
yeah,
the problem is Doughton's been playing pretty well. Last night, he had 7, 1, and 2. He also had a steal as well.
Yeah.
But over the last few games, here's his minutes. They've gone pretty, you know, they've gone up.
Gone up.
10. Okay, he had 10 against Orlando. Then you're looking at 19, 20, and 18 in the last three games. So I think Nick Nurse sees value in Jeff Doughton Jr. Tell me what you're seeing from him.
Look, when I see Jeff Doughton Jr. play, I was actually, you know, pleasantly surprised. Like, as much as I think Malachi Flynn has probably more basketball skill or the bag, right? Mm. As hoop heads like to call it.
Yes, sir.
He plays with a lot of energy, right? And he has that kind of, he's a bit of a roamer on defense. Like you said, he gets steals, but he plays hard on both ends of the court, right?
Yeah,
and I think that's kind of what Nick Nurse is rewarding. I think, what's Malachi Flynn's biggest problem been? The defensive side of the ball where,
sure,
you know, he's, you know, that's a major flaw in his game, right?
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't get playing time because Nick Nurse can't trust him out there to play defense. Well, with Jeff Doughton Jr., he might not have as much skill on the offensive side as Malachi Flynn or have the handle or the ability to run the offense, but he plays hard, right? And I think that, to me, is the biggest thing with Jeff Doughton Jr. is that he's showing that, you know what, the effort over skill, and it's paying off for him. And I think we'll see what happens as the season goes along and the games become tighter and tighter. I still think that, you know, Nick Nurse is going to start shorting the bench as games become even more and more important. And you're going to see less of guys like Malachi, Juancho,
Hernan Gomez.
Boy Cruz or whatever, right? You're going to see less and less of those guys and more of Precious and, you know,
my guy Chris Boucher.
Chris Boucher's been playing a lot better too, right? So, like what I'm seeing from Jeff Doughton, it's good that, you know, the Raptors are finally expanding their bench role to give their starters some time off. Again, that could be playing a part because Fred hasn't played, right, the last
that
couple games
that
too. So we'll see what happens when Fred gets back and how Jeff Doughton's minutes are allocated.
And another question just on that, how, when you're looking at the bench of the Raptors, compared to the teams in the East, you know, that they're looking up to right now, can this bench stack up with those other guys? Or, like, how can we get the most from those guys? Because playoff time, play-in time, you need those guys to step up. So how does Nick Nurse make that work?
He has to somehow build trust in these guys. I think Nick Nurse understands that the 8 guys he runs out all the time, running them to the ground, is not conducive to winning, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if, for example, Brad, Pascal, OG, Gary, or Scotty all play like 35 plus 40 minutes and on a nightly basis going forward. Even if they make the playoffs or play in, those guys are going to be gassed.
I know.
Gassed.
And you need your legs
And you need them in the playoffs too because the defenses get tighter, the games get more physical, and you're going to need those legs, right? I think what the biggest thing with the bench is and stacking up with it is they don't have enough depth.
Mm.
They don't have the guy that can come off the bench and be instant offense. Yes, Precious and Chris Boucher are athletic and give you that spark energy-wise, but they can't provide you that instant offense like a Malcolm Brogdon
What about the guard spot?
Exactly, the guard spot. We know how important that is because when you look at it, look at the West, right? Or look anywhere amongst the teams that are trying to, you know, make a run for a title.
Yeah.
They have those guards that can come off the bench and create instant. Bones Highland last night, right? Bones Highland revenge game last night.
He went off last night.
So I think the Raptors need to address that. It's not something that they're going to address in-house this season. It's going to have to come in the offseason.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the Raptors are trying to find that guy that could control the court. They need that, right? And we talked about Malachi. Can he be,
had that guy since they had Fred come off the bench.
Honestly,
right? That's
kind of true.
They haven't had a guy that kind of come off the bench and kind of run the offense and kind of, you know, from the guard position. They haven't had that since Fred. When Fred was that guy coming off the bench.
Yeah, so as for Malachi, I think Malachi deserves more, minutes, I see that he is valuable to this
There's
team,
something
right?
there with him. Like when you there see a, like there's a reason why he was a first round draft pick, right? There's you know, there's something there with him.
It's but just it's the just trust the there trust, or the lack thereof.
The lack thereof with Nick Nurse, right? And I don't know what Malachi has to do, maybe just put more effort on the defensive side of the ball. Right? And that might be the only way you're gonna get minutes. But I think if the Raptors wanna make a serious run at the sixth seed, right? Yeah. They're going to need contributions from their bench.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know who it's going to come from, but it has to come from more than just Precious and Chris Boucher. It has to come from somebody from the guard position. So somebody, whether it's Jeff Dowden Jr., Malachi Flynn, whoever, they got to step up and really just provide something,
a spark
yeah. right? From the bench position, the guard position, excuse me, from the bench.
Yeah, because Fred, he's been hurt, obviously, and he's been out, you know, as of late. Shout out again to,
Fred.
The baby. But yeah, you're trying to see now who can be that guy behind him, mm-hmm. right? So of course you have Malachi there, right? He has flashes, but then there are, let's face it, there are some times where he's inconsistent.
He looks lost out there.
Then
right?
the thing with Delano has, I would say he has more of an offensive game than a guy like Dowden Jr. But again, you send him to 905, see what he could do over there.
Yeah.
The injuries have been there with him as well. So that's why it hasn't worked out. And then you're looking at Dowden. I think Dowden, he provides something that Nick likes, mm-hmm. defense.
Defense, exactly.
Right? And I think the defense is
defense
there.
And hustle. Right?
Yeah, and it's there. I was watching the game last night. Mm-hmm. I saw that. And even on the offensive side of the ball, he's not going to give you like 15
he's
plus.
Not gonna break, he's not going to break down a defender, but he'll do
he can help you.
He'll get you those effort points, right? Right? He's not going to run the like a second unit offense. He won't be able to do that, but he can, you know, give you effort on defense, give you effort on offense, kind of get those dirty buckets, right? Drive it to the hole and whatever. So that's what something you could, that's a valuable asset. But I think the ceiling is not high enough to be a guy that can, you never know, he could develop into that. But I don't think he's going to be a guy that could be like a 6-7 man off the bench.
Yeah, because right now, in my opinion, he's playing for that contract.
Yeah.
As we move forward to the playoffs, right?
As everyone in the Raptors should be playing for their spot next year. That's how it should
be. Right now, Nick is looking at this team. They think that they're making the playoffs, right? They think they're making that play-in. So he's looking at a guy like Jeff Dowden. Can you show me? This is basically his interview. This is basically his trial run, trial test. To see how he looks on this team, right, as we move forward. So he's playing himself into a contract, probably.
And he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job so far, right? You're seeing that with the minutes, right? Yeah. And we know how stringent Nick Nurse is with minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that he's giving Jeff Dowden, you know, 18-plus minutes, it's a good sign, right? So positive on that side. But I think if we're to wrap it up on the whole bench thing, is it's good, but there's a level to this again. Levels. There's another level to it where the bench has to go to.
Yeah, I do like Dowden though. He gives you that energy on the defense.
He's kind of that junkyard dog type of mentality.
Yeah, basically that.
Right?
He gives you that energy on the defense. He takes a load off of some of the other guys on the defensive side of the ball. We'll see what happens with Jeff moving forward. But let's see what happens with the Raptors in general. This is our final topic. I'm so excited to talk to you about this. Mr. Raptors Twitter right here.
Mr. Raptors Twitter, wow.
That's a joke. But as we go forward, right, we got like around 20-plus games left, if that. And the Raptors are a team that told us, we are not going to tank. We are not going to get Victor Wembanyama.
We're not going to get Scoot Henderson.
We're not going to get on the scooter and get Scoot. We are going to go for that play-in, play-off, right? So, Justin, expectations for this team moving forward. First of all, do you see them staying in that play-in? Because they're ninth right now, right?
Yeah.
They're ninth. Do you see them staying in that? Let me give you the breakdown, though, of the Eastern Conference right now.
Okay.
So, we got Brooklyn at five right now in New York, six. Miami, who's been up and down, okay? Right now, they're like 32-29. Mm-hmm. They're at seven. Atlanta's right in front of us, 31-30.
Trae Young, big game winner the other day.
Yes, Trae.
Yes.
I saw that.
Quinn Snyder, 5-year contract.
I saw that as
Very
well.
Very good signing.
The A. Okay. Then Toronto sits at ninth at 30-32. Washington right behind us at the 10th spot. And then Chicago, Indiana. And then shout out to Orlando.
Yeah.
We're still alive in this.
Mathematically alive.
Yeah. So do you think that this team stays in that play-in right now?
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, I'm thinking about it. Chicago's somehow like looking like the 96 Bulls right now. Ever since Pat Bev came in, the Bulls are looking really good right now.
Yeah, they destroyed Brooklyn.
They did. And I think I'm a believer in the Knicks this year. I think what they did is, you know, they're going to be in the playoff position. Mm. I can see Brooklyn sliding into a play-in position, right? I can see that. I honestly think now that Quinn Snyder's in,
I think
Atlanta's going to be, you know, making a charge.
Okay.
So if the way I see it is this, if the Raptors can get home court in the play-in,
yeah,
they might be all right. Right, they might be able to get a playoff position, but if they stay at that 9 and 10 seed, and they gotta
it's gonna
go,
be tough. Yeah.
And they gotta have to go to Miami, maybe, or
yeah, Miami or Atlanta right now.
Right, but even that, even if they have to go to Brooklyn, right, a game in Brooklyn, guys, role players play better at home in bigger games, right? Yeah. So if the Raptors have to go to Brooklyn, they might be more talented wise, but on any given night, you can get got in the play-in tournament, right? And especially if you have the lower seed, you lose the game, you're done.
That's the problem, right?
It's beneficial if you have the higher seed because then you lose the game. Okay, I still have one more opportunity.
I've been saying we need to try. If we're going
to
stay
you want to try to get into the top eight. You the top eight, right?
The 9 or 10th is not a
if the Raptors fall into 9 or 10, it's not going to be good. But even Washington too, right?
Yeah, they're right behind us right now.
It's going to be very... I need another week. I want to see how they compete against...
I get the better squads.
Against the Chicago, against a Washington team that Bradley Beal's playing.
Those are key games.
Very big games, right? These next three games can really determine what's going to transpire, right? If the Raptors go 1-2 or, you know, 0-3, I don't think they're going to go 0-3, but if they go 1-2, 0-3, that's a really big worrisome, right? They're going to have to go 2-1, 3-0 in this stretch to really... solidify and kind of okay, you know, we're up here now, right? Again, levels, the theme to the show, guys. Levels. If the Raptors can perform well against these two teams, they'll be a level above Chicago and Washington,
and also Indiana. I think you've been talking about them too. Tyrese Halliburton, All-Star. You got to watch out for Indiana. They're lurking right now. Mm-hmm. They did drop. They were, you know, in the top six earlier on in the year, but they're lurking right now. I'd say to watch out for me. I'm saying like. To me, they're not a top six.
No,
okay?
It's not gonna happen.
I think there's enough cushion for the Knicks, I believe. Maybe even the Nets. They have that cushion. Can they hold it together?
Yeah.
We'll see. The time will tell. But I'm looking at teams like Miami, inconsistency there, right? Atlanta. We've been talking about Atlanta all year. Maybe they start to play better, you know, with a new coach.
I think the new coaching hire will give them a spark.
Yeah, it's been a bit disappointing there too. So this could be a prime time for Toronto to get something done. But my only thing as a Raptors fan, I'm looking at the schedule. We talked about it all episode today, but it's there. Like, we are playing top tier contenders moving forward.
And the Raptors haven't played their best basketball against teams that are better than them.
That is right.
They struggle mightily against teams that are over 500. And I think that's the biggest key thing is their schedule is so daunting going forward. They're playing against teams that are better than them, teams that they're chasing, right? Or teams that are neck and neck with them, right? How are you going to respond? And I think now, maybe getting smacked in the face by Cleveland is what this team needed.
Probably.
Maybe that's what they needed. Or was it just finally setting that, you know what, this is not it for us. So this week is going to be massive because, again, Chicago, Washington, it's make or break time, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Toronto Raptors moving forward. My hope is that there is some success moving forward. And since you guys told me you want to get in that playoff, get in the playoffs, please. We'll see what happens.
Wishful thinking, bro.
But look, again, Noor was not here today. She will be back really, really soon. I want to thank y'all for watching today. For your boy, Jelani Goodridge-Reed, and my guy, JP, we will see you next time on Hoop Talks.